Elmwood is the name of a new style of senior citizens housing that was officially opened in Coniston on Friday. The new five-story 55-unit building located on Elm Street is the successful project of the Coniston Nonprofit Seniors Housing Board, in partnership with the City of Greater Sudbury and the federal government. What makes it new style is the fact that the building is super insulated, with 14-inch thick walls and electric heat. The event was emceed by Les Lisk, president of the Coniston Nonprofit Seniors Housing Corporation, who said he was pleased to be part of the project that would allow more senior citizens be able to stay in their home community at an affordable price. Nickel Belt MP Mark Saray, who spoke at the opening ceremony, said he was pleased to see the project come to life after all the hard work of local board members. The Elmwood is a first of its kind. Not only is the building net zero, meeting the highest levels of energy efficiency, but it is also accessible, financially viable and is contracted to keep unit rental costs below market for the next 20 years, said Saray. He congratulated the local board, which he said had been working for the past 12 years to bring the project forward. Saray said he was pleased that Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, provided $18 million in a rental construction financing program. Saray also thanked the City of Greater Sudbury for contributing $1.9 million in upgrades to the local water system that let the project move forward. Saray also congratulated the Seniors Housing Board and President Les Lisk for their efforts. "This is really a testament to all of you for the work that you've done," he said. Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre said he was pleased to see the new building completed and he recalled how excited Saray was a few years ago when the project was first coming to life. Lefebvre congratulated the community at large for unifying and supporting the project. "Affordable and accessible housing for residents at all stages of life is essential for maintaining a healthy and livable community. As our population ages, it is important that we have opportunities for older adults to age in place within their existing neighborhoods across Greater Sudbury," said Lefebvre. Toronto architect Sheena Sharp said she was pleased to be involved in the building because of its net zero mandate. "What does net zero mean? It is super insulated. It's got 14-inch thick walls full of insulation. It's got triple pane windows. This is an all-electric building. This building will be here in 2051 when Canada is going to be decarbonized," said Sharp. She added it will not be using up any GHGs, greenhouse gases. She said the all-electric building will be using technology that will stabilize the energy costs in the building for the next 20 years. Sharp thanked the municipality for providing the land at a nominal cost. Sharp also said she was pleased that Sudbury was willing to cost share on the upgrading and installation of a new water line to the property that allowed the project to proceed. She added that the project was also grateful that the federal government stepped up and forgave the cost of the HST, harmonized sales tax, which amounted to $1.1 million. Asterisk, asterisk. Asterisk, asterisk, correction. Ms. Sharp did not say the HST was paid by the federal government, but she said the idea is a good one. Sudbury.com apologizes for this error. Len Gillis is a reporter with Sudbury.com.